Amen. Hallelujah. By the grace of God, we are going to be, over the next couple of weeks, trying to look into a matter that the Lord just stuck in my heart. Amen. I trust God. I trust God that there will be baptism into this house in the name of Jesus. In Wednesday prayer meeting, over the next couple of weeks, by the grace of God, if not going into months, we are going to be looking at the subject of prayer. Amen. We're going to be looking at what? And commission of prayer to a church in everlasting life. Amen. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. One of the burdens of the Spirit is for us to be able to interpret the conversation of a doctrine or the lines of a precept. Amen. Amen. And if we don't clearly see the interpretation of life that is surrounding, we will talk a mystery, but we will never be able to live it. Hallelujah. We will have the words, we have the cliche, but our lives will be far from what we are saying. And there is nothing more disappointing that a person has high words but low life. Are we understanding what I'm saying? There's nothing more disappointing, both to heaven and before men, that your words are high but your life is low. I thank God for the administration of the Spirit that was over us through the month of late January into February, praying all week. And every one of us would agree that we came into something through the instrumentality of those prayers. Amen. And it was not an exercise in futility. Some souls touched something. For as many as had grace to be consistent all through those back-to-back meetings. Amen. A work was wrought. But the understanding of the doctrine, hallelujah, behind it, helps your fellowship in it to be faithful. Are you understanding? For some, it was not an event much more than preparation for season of the Spirit. For others, it was just an effort to probably jumpstart my personal prayer life. For some other people, it's a requirement for the season. And after the season, thank God it is over. Hallelujah. But by the time we look into the Spirit, amen. By the time we look into the Spirit, we see that, I said earlier this year, that we will pray this year. That we will pray prayer this year. And one of the things I see in the Spirit, that the burden concerning the issue of prayer is not moving anywhere. Hallelujah. The burden concerning the issue of prayer is not moving anywhere in the Spirit. It's just staying there. And yes, to a measure, the Lord helped us during season of the Spirit to be able to stand in the place of prayer, and some things did come to us. But I remember saying even before the season that even if we had grace to pray all through, we would only but be scratching the beginning of what we have in the Spirit. How many of us remember us saying that? That even if we prayed all through as we did, as we found grace to do, we would only be scratching the beginning of the things that God wants to do. So one of the things that the Lord trying to position us of, not only those of us that are here, I have great hopes that in the course of time, we'll be having a full service on Wednesday. Yes, because I know that our work is important, but this is more important. Really, 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 really. And it's high time that we started taking the matter serious. Amen. Let's turn the book of Isaiah. Isaiah, I trust God. I'm really, really, really trusting God that the Lord will just help us. Isaiah 56. Isaiah 5, 6. Amen. I read, thus saith the Lord, keep ye judgment and do justice, for my salvation is near to come, and my righteousness to be revealed. Blessed is the man that doeth this, and the son of man that layeth hold on it. What's he saying? They should lay hold on judgment and justice. Amen. So blessed is the son of man that doeth this, the man that doeth this, and the son of man that layeth hold on it, that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it, and keepeth his hand from doing any evil. The Sabbath from polluting it is my rest. Sabbath is rest. Amen. Hebrews chapter 3. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. That keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it, and that keepeth his hand from doing any evil. Neither let the son of the stranger that hath joined himself to the Lord speak, saying, the Lord hath utterly separated me from his people. Neither let the eunuch say, behold, I am a dry tree. For thus saith the Lord, the eunuchs that keep my Sabbaths, plural, and choose the things that please me, and take hold of my covenant, even unto them will I give in mine house, and within my walls, a place and a name better than of sons and daughters. I will give them an everlasting name. Amen. So, according to scriptures, amen, the name that is better than that of sons and daughters is an everlasting name. Hallelujah. But a prerequisite for this, he said, thus saith the Lord to the eunuch that keep my Sabbath, choose the things that please me, and lay hold of my covenant. So, three things, hallelujah, three things that the Lord said are prerequisite for the eunuchs. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. He said, unto them will I give in my house and within my walls a place and a name that is better than that of sons. So the sons and daughters also have a place and a name. Hallelujah. That's why you understand when Hebrews was talking that Jesus had a more excellent name. Hallelujah. By inheritance, he obtained a more excellent name than they. So you understand that all of those angels, they were sons of God. Job, he said, when the sons of God were gathered, Satan also strode in. That means they have place and name. You see Revelation chapter 27, it says, a place was found no more. So that means they still have a place. Are you understanding what I'm saying? What I say, Satan still has a place. But Revelation chapter 12 said, at a point where the man child is caught up to God and his throne, the Michael and his angels fought, they said, a place was not found for them anymore. I love the word anymore. So there is the fact that they have been dislodged doesn't mean that they still don't have a place. Now, places are allotments of inheritance. You know what they told Zechariah, book of Zechariah chapter 4? He said that after after the accusation and the meter has been set upon, he said that one of the things that they would do to him is that they would give him a place among these ones, among the holy ones, or among the olives of God. Are you understand? Turn to Zechariah chapter 4. Amen. Praise the name of Jesus. Zechariah Thank you. Okay, Zechariah chapter 3. Said from verse 5, and said, let them set a fair mitre upon his head. So they set a fair mitre upon his head and clothed him with a garment. And the angel of the Lord stood by, and the angel of the Lord protested unto Joshua, saying, thus saith the Lord of hosts, if thou wilt walk in my ways and keep my charge, then thou shalt also judge my house and also keep my court, and I will give thee what? Places to walk among these that what? So you see that placement. If you check that Revelation chapter 12, Revelation chapter 12, Revelation 12, amen. Are we together? Sorry, the projector is not active today, so we just have to open to every scriptures. Amen. Praise the name of Jesus. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Verse 6. And a woman fled into the wilderness where she was to be prepared a place. Have you seen where she had a place prepared for her of God, that they should feed her there 1,000 years? So the place where the woman fled to was a place that is prepared for her for feeding. Amen. Then for 1,300 days, and there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels and prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. I love their place. So their place is still there. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Their place is that they fell doesn't mean that their place doesn't exist. But a work will be, a generation will obliterate their place from heaven. This work is a work of the end. When their place will be dislodged, it's not only that they will be removed from there, but their place will cease to exist. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. So, are you to see the understanding of place? Places are inheritance. Are you understanding? And places are also, you are named according to your placements. Are you understanding? You are named according to what? To your placement. So, concerning the eunuch, he said, I'll give you a place and a name that is better than sons and daughters. And I will give them, he said, I will give them an everlasting name that shall not what? Be cut off. That is an inheritance. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. And also the sons of strangers that join themselves to the Lord to serve him, and to love the name of the Lord, to be his servants, everyone that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it, and taketh hold of my covenant. Every one of them, even them, verse 7, will I bring into to my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer. So part of the heritage, part of the heritage or part of the vesture of God to a people coming into life is not just a place, not just a name, but he will bring you into a place, into an allocation. He said, even them will I bring into my holy mountain, and I will make them joyful in my own house, my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and sacrifices shall be accepted upon mine altar. For my house shall be called an house of prayer for all people. Now, amen. This fulfillment was what Jesus was attacking in the days of his flesh. When he got into the temple and all that the people were doing was trading, buying and selling, selling to those. Then Jesus got angry and drove them out and said, the scripture says, his house shall be called a house of prayer, but you have turned it to the den of thieves and robbers. Now, what Jesus was against was not buying and selling in the church, I mean, in the temple, because he said to them, this stone, this house, no stone shall be left upon one another. Are you understanding? So, if the house was going to be destroyed, then it's not the temple that he was talking about. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Though he did that as a prophetic symbolism, that means that these people were bothered about other matters, other than journeying to the place and owning the responsibility that heaven should bequeath upon the people who are journeying into life. Are you understanding what I'm saying? That they are distracting the people from the core essence and the burden of the world he is supposed to open to them. Now, don't get me wrong, the Pharisees were praying. Where did the Pharisees pray? In fact, the Bible says that they make long prayers. But all of their prayers were wobble. All of their prayers, by principle, were flawed. Some of their prayers were born out of pride and arrogance. Some of them would say, I am better than this publican. I fast twice a week. I give alms. I pay tithes. But he said that a publican that is just at the, he wouldn't even dare look up to heaven. He said that sinner will rise more justified. So are you seeing that what happens in a place of prayer is much more than the prayer itself? Is a soul rising into another estate. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Every time a soul bows in the place of prayer, it should arise in a higher estate. Every single time, it should arise renewed, cleansed, washed, justified. Just like Bible says in 1 Corinthians 6, it says, such were some of you, but you are washed, you are cleansed, you are justified by the blood of Jesus. Amen. Now, he said, he said, I'll bring them into my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer. And I'm starting from the end. I'll go back to the beginning. Like I said, it's a long series. It's a long series which we'll be doing every Wednesday. Just put as the Lord put upon my heart that we need to. There's no how we can be baptized into prayer if we are not taught about it. Because baptism happens through teaching. Baptism happens through teaching. And we can pray. And people enjoy corporate anointing. But as soon as they depart, if there is no proper teaching, it wanes. But where there is sound and proper teaching, when a grace is stirred up, it is sustained. People carry it around with their lives because they have been baptized into that grace. Amen. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. So he said, I will bring them to my holy mountain and I will make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offering and sacrifices shall be accepted on my altar. For my house shall be called. My house shall be called an house of prayer for all people. My house shall be called. Now, when you go back to Hebrews chapter 3, one of the things that Paul, by the Spirit, began to say that we are the house of God. He said, whose house are we if we hold on to what? The hope. And if we are not moved away from the hope of the gospel. Amen. That's in Hebrews chapter 3, talking about the house of Jesus, that Moses was faithful over his own house as a servant, then Jesus Christ as a servant. So when he said that my house shall be called the house of prayer, we are actually that house. Hallelujah. When scripture is talking about his house, it is not a physical structure, it's not a location, it's actually a people. So just imagine, they call you a house of prayer. A house of prayer. So you are a praying house. Part of your spiritual heritage, what it mean heritage or allotment in spirit, that you should be a praying house, a house of prayer. A house where prayer is continually offered day and night, ceaselessly. Ceaselessly. That's the ordination that is hanging upon us. That's should I shock us? People go to mountains to pray. They should come to you to pray. People go to what? Mountains to pray. They should come to you to pray. When I say they should come to you to pray, it's because there is always 24 hours access. There's what? 24 hours access. You know, there are some places you get to, the heavens are brass. The airways of that place has not been cleared. What I mean, airways, you get some places to even say Jesus is like everything is stifling you. Because air traffic there is docile. But you get to some places, immediately you get there like this, you are having revelation. Just like Jacob took a stone from Bethel and just put a pillow. Then from there, then we got to see angels ascending and descending. He wasn't in the spirit. Just to take, because the Father had put some covenants there. Do you understand? By the operations of the Spirit of the Father, that place is as old wealth of earth access in the spirit. So also, there are places. There are what? By the time Jesus was referring to it, when he saw Nathanael, he said that, because I said you are under the tree, that's why he said, you called me. He said, He said, what shall you do when you begin to see angels ascending and descending upon the Son of Man? It is him. Instead of that stone, he is a stone that is an access. He is a potter. Now, it is not only Jesus that holds that ordination. Every one of us that is a house of prayer. Because that was the covenant of Solomon with God. He said, anywhere, even if they are in captivity, if they turn and face this place and they offer prayer, hear them. Hear them. Even if they have sinned against you and they have been taken away captive, if they turn towards Jerusalem. That's why Daniel opened his window and faced towards Jerusalem. Till today, amen. Amen. Till today, the direction of the prayer of the Muslim is towards that place. It's not just towards the rising of the sun. It's a prayer towards that coordinate in the spirit. Anchoring on that. But thank God, God vestiture of the spirit is not upon a physical location. It's upon the people. It's upon the people. It's a house. But that house is living. And we saw what that say, that he said, I will bring them to my holy mountain, then I will make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offering and sacrifice and burnt offering will be accepted upon my altar. Then, for my house shall be called a house of prayer. Say amen. Amen. Say amen. Some people think that the more you hear the word, the less prayerful you become. But no. Amen. There is a great responsibility. There is a what? I don't know anybody that knows revelation like Jesus. But I also don't know anybody that prayed like him. Are you understanding what I'm saying? I don't know anybody that understands scripture like Jesus. Yet, I don't know anybody that prayed like him. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Say amen. Amen. Say amen. Amen. Say amen. Amen. Pray, say amen. Amen. Now, the truth is that we can't pray beyond our age. When I say beyond our age, beyond our growth and maturity in the spirit. Are you understanding what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
We can't what?
Pray beyond our age.
Our growth and maturity in the spirit. Bring Elsie here and tell him to ask anything. Tell him to ask what?
Anything.
What is the best you think he will ask? What do you think? Take me to Faith Plaza. Eh? Yes. Because in his world, that is the highest. That's the most his soul can relate with. But if you are speaking to Mercy, there's another reality that is exposed to her. Are you understanding what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And if you are speaking to Joba, there's another reality that is exposed to her. Now, say amen.
Amen.
The burdens we are able to bear in prayer is abstracted by the definition of our realities. Are you understanding what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
The burdens we are able to what? Bear in the place of prayer is abstracted by the definition of the burdens we are, of what are the realities that we see. That means you cannot really, really bear a burden beyond how much of your eyes has been opened. You can't bear a burden much more than what? That's why when the disciples were telling Jesus, teach us how to pray, he could not tell them his prayers. Someone said, that prayer is the Lord's Prayer. No, that's not the Lord's Prayer. Because when they asked Jesus, he didn't say, show us how you pray. He said, teach us to pray, as John taught his disciples how to pray. And what do you teach a person? You teach a person according to their level. Amen. So, theologians have agreed one thing, that he taught them the principles of prayer, but he didn't teach them, he didn't show them his prayer. If you want a true version of the Lord's Prayer, go to John chapter 17. There you see the Lord's Prayer. That is the true Lord's Prayer. Then he lifted up his hands, eyes to heaven, said, Father, thank you. I've glorified you on it. Amen. Then that whole chapter that you see a prayer of Jesus. That you see the content of Jesus' prayer. You didn't see bread there. Do you understand it? You know, because in that prayer, say, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And theologians have argued that God, God is concerned about our daily food. If it's to pacify you. But that bread is not the bread that you are laboring over. Amen.
Amen.
Because even the sparrows and the lilies, Bible says, they do not toil nor spin, yet your heavenly Father provides for them. So you don't need to ask God for food for him to do it. Are you understanding what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Or do they pray?
No, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. There, say amen. There are certain things that we count it as an insult. It's like El Cid coming to me begging, Daddy, please, tomorrow morning, give me breakfast. I beg you in the name of Jesus. I beg you in the name of Jesus. Please supply breakfast. Who have you been speaking to? Because no, I want to know who you have been speaking to. For you to even have the mindset to come and ask me. Before you were born, I had already thought it out. And it's my continual responsibility. Because despite the fact that I'm evil, despite the fact that what I am evil, I know that it is none of his business. How much more God? Then I'm like, is it not an insult? Are you understanding? Now, am I saying? Remember the prodigal son? Remember the prodigal son? When he was, what informed him from coming to coming back home? Food to eat. He said, in my father's house, servants have more to eat and spare. Then I will go home. So it was really, really what to eat that was taking him back home. Is that not so? And he said, look, I'm not even qualified to, when he had rehearsed what he would say, he said, I'll tell him, I'm not even qualified to be called your son. Just make me as one of your hired servant. Because I know that as an hired servant in the house, one thing is guaranteed, food is guaranteed. The minimum, the lowest person in the house is entitled to food. And not just food, quality food, not the food that pigs are eating. That's the lowest person in the house. That he, but alas, by the time he was coming to the house, shh, don't worry. Don't even. Shh. What they are putting on it was robe and ring and sandal and all of that. Now, what he was looking for was means of sustenance. What the father was looking for was one whom he can call son. Who can bear his name, who he can give inheritance to. Are you understanding? What he was looking for was what? Sustenance. Just like Jacob, when Jacob was, well, after the encounter in Bethel, said, God, if you keep me, give me food, give me clothing. How many of us remember? He said, I'll come back to you and I'll build a bit an altar. And God said, Jesus. I said, God said, Jesus. Amen. Amen. That guy, all this encounter, all that you can sum it up into is provide food for me and give me clothing. Then you will return. Do you know he wasted 21 years? They now return to the place of encounter. Now, not Bethel again, Peniel. When he met an angel next time, he didn't waste it. He said, I won't let you go until you bless me. After over 21 years of his life had wasted. Now, he had pursued food and clothes. He had married and had things. But he knew that he was still not blessed. Then the Lord appeared to him and said, look, I'm the angel that appeared of your fathers. Now, go back. By the time he was going to meet Esau, and nobody told him. When he was wrestling with the angel, he wasn't asking for food and clothes again. Sight has changed. Sight has what? But may we not waste 21 years before light dawns. No, how much of time life will have been saved if he had at Bethel won that warfare? That warfare at Peniel, if it was in Bethel that he won that warfare. You know, he wouldn't have wasted 21 years. He wouldn't have wasted 21 years. He might not even have married Rachel. What's the name? Rachel. Because another sense will have guided him into Laban's house. And like our daddy said, Leah could actually have born all the sons of all the 12 tribes of Israel. You know that I think I was telling someone that till tomorrow, to integrate the sons of Rachel fully, God still had to do something upon them. You know that song that we used to sing, Shine Before Ephraim, Benjamin and Manasseh. Why was it only the children of Rachel that they were shining before? Send forth your strength. Save your people. Restore us, oh God. That's Psalm 80. Amen. Are you saying, why was it the sons of Rachel? Joseph, Ephraim, Manasseh. All of them Benjamin. Yes, yes, yes. Sons of Joseph. Ephraim and Manasseh. The Benjamin. Why was so? There's something that the three tribes inherited from their mother that God still needed to purge out for to establish the 12. That will show you that really, 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 in the heart of God, Leah was the one. And Leah could have born those 12. So they delayed Rachel, but finally, she gave birth. But God needed to purify that seed. What I'm saying is that we can't pray beyond the level of our light or beyond the lightening of the eyes. And there's another realm of prayer. A person begins to pray when he has held on to judgment and justice. When he has been able to walk in the pleasures of the Lord, when he has been able to lay hold on the covenant, because that's the lot of the eunuchs. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Yes, praise the name of the Lord Jesus. Now, none of us starts prayer from this place. None of us. But God, say God. Say God. Say God. Wants us to rise till we come to his holy mountain. That holy mountain is the Mount of Zion. Not just the base of Zion. The Mount of Zion. And one of the things that he said he would do upon Mount Zion is that he will make them joyful in his house of prayer. So Zion is a house of prayer. Not just Zion, not only Zion, and all of Zion's people. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Not just Zion as a location, but all of the Zion, because a baptism, part of the baptism that will happen in Zion. Part of what? The baptism that will happen in Zion is that houses of prayer will be raised. Houses what? Houses of prayer will be raised.
Amen.
So the baptism is the rejoicing. He said, I will make them joyful. I'll make them what?
Joyful.
Joyful.
Okay.
I will make them what?
I will make them joyful
in my house of prayer. Or I will excite them in my house of prayer. And then they will be called a house of prayer unto all nations or for all people. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Verse 8 said,
the Lord God,
yes,
which gathereth the outcast of Israel.
The Lord God that gathered the outcast of Israel.
Say it.
I will gather others to me.
Beside
these ones. This sounds like John chapter 17. Other sheep I have that are not yet here. But them I also bring. That there will be one fold, one shepherd.
Okay.
Amen?
Amen. Yes.
Are you understanding?
Yes, sir.
Now, praise the name of the Lord Jesus.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, God will not ask us to pray if he's not ready to answer. Are you understanding what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
the Lord will not what ask us to pray when he's not ready to answer. Call upon me and I will what? And I will serve you. And I will do what? Can we echo that scripture together, every one of us? Call upon me and I will what? Then I will do what? So, the end product of prayer is not just the answer. Is I will show you things that you don't know before. Are you getting me? If this is where we end today, I don't mind. But I want us to understand that the end products of prayer is not even the answer. Is that the Lord, say the Lord, will show you things that you did not previously know. Things that you previously did not have understanding of. So, it is one thing, say amen. Amen. Say call upon me. Say, call upon me, and I will answer you, and I will show. I will show you great and mighty things, which thou knowest not. So, the secret things they say belongs to God. The things that are revealed belongs unto us and our children so that we can do them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, prayer. I just want us, I'm trying to lay a foundation. Prayer is not just a means to get things from God. Even though that is included. But prayer is actually the means through which secret things are revealed. Are you understanding what I'm saying?
Yes,
prayer. You see, one of the things that Daniel said about God when Nebuchadnezzar asked him is that the Lord is the one that reveals secrets. The same thing Joseph said. Amen.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
Now, God answers prayers. Are you understanding it? But if you stop at that, if you rise from prayer, just because answer has been given to you, you have lost the most important part of it. You have what? You have lost the most important part of it. Now, prayer is an arrangement by God designed for you to engage the spiritual so as to break into light. Prayer is what? Is a design, arrangement designed by God to you to engage the spiritual so as for you to break into light. Now, it could start with as little as a need. But that need that is taking you into prayer as an end product, there is a light they want you to break into. So, in the mind of God, The reason why he will not do, he would want you to come and ask, is that you will seek and find, and you will knock, the door will be open to you. Are you understanding what I'm saying? You didn't get me. The reason why they say you should come and ask is not just so that you'll be given. It's so that you can also proceed to seek and find. Then you will knock. So don't stop at asking and just receiving. Are you understanding what I'm saying? I said, prayer is an arrangement by God designed for you to engage the spiritual so as to for you to break into what? Light. Now, the promise of an answer, is what makes us to engage the spiritual primarily. The promise of what? Is what makes us to engage the spiritual primarily. But beyond that, God has greater intents. Did I say God doesn't answer us? He answers. Call upon me and I will answer you. But I won't stop there. I will show you great and mighty things that thou knowest not. I will show you great and mighty things that thou knowest not. Now, when a person doesn't understand the essence of prayer, prayer becomes an ATM machine where I can just get my needs met. Where I can just what? And God bless me, I have no need in the natural. Then I have no need for prayer. So, the more a person, as it were, feels a move towards independence, the more apathy the soul has towards prayer. Are you understand what I'm saying? Did you get what I'm saying? Yes, but prayer is designed. Prayer, say prayer.
Prayer
is designed by God for you to engage that which is spiritual or divine, heavenly, to break into light and understanding of things that are hidden. I remember, when I say things that are hidden, not just things that are hidden concerning this life. Sorry, sir. Thank God I didn't put my hand. Jesus, not just things that are hidden concerning this life, but things that are hidden concerning God. He said, the hidden things belongs to what? God. The hidden things belong to God. The hidden things. This was Deuteronomy. Are you understanding what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And he was not talking about things that are hidden in the head, or things that are hidden in the hair of man, or things that are hidden in the galactical world. He was saying hidden things belong to God. He said, but the things that are revealed are what? Belong to us and to us children, that we may use them. He said, that we may do them. So it tells you the things that he's talking about. He's not talking about, probably I mined gold. It no longer belongs to God. It now belongs to me. It now belongs to me for use. No, he's talking about laws. The things that he's talking about is laws. Laws. Laws of existence. Nature. That if it's abstracted, I cannot do it. But the essence, that's what I said. They said the essence of revelation is for doing. Said the things that are revealed are for us and for our children, that we may what? That we may do them. But how will they be revealed? He said that is the glory of God to what? Is the glory of God to conceal a thing? The honor of kings to search out a matter. How do you search it out? Seek. Seek. Are you saying seek? Seek. 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 So one of the kingly natures in the spirit is also the spirit of search. You never see a king who doesn't have search. Are you understand what I'm saying? Who doesn't have what? Search. 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 Quest to resolve. Or looking for answers. That answers is looking for laws. Is something that is ingrained. Are you understanding what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. Sorry. I have to round up now. But hope we are blessed today. Like I said, we're just laying the foundation. But we just want to see our prayer, our responsibility in the place of prayer. When we understand these things, staying in the place of prayer would not be difficult. Staying in the place of prayer would not be good. Someone say, stay in the place. Say, what would I be doing there? He said, what would I be doing there? Ha. See, we can't sort of all on me. In fact, some can even justify this. In fact, Bible says we should not use vain reputation. So if I tell him, no, you don't know what prayer is for. You don't know what prayer is for. If you know what prayer is for, you will stay there. I say, you will stay there. You just stay there. You can stay there perpetually like Moses until you get lost there. Sincerely, you know, you can live there so much that it becomes your default location. That the spirit becomes your default location. You so much seek the Lord. Seek the Lord, seek the Lord, seek the Lord so much that the spirit becomes your default location. Daddy ministered in CPM, Baba Ezekiel's church, one time. And while ministering, he said something. He said, one thing that Baba Ezekiel said was that he lives there, he comes here to do his work and go back. That's where he lives. He comes here to do his business, then he goes back there. When he said, I just looked at this. And I know he's saying the truth. Baba is not here. Baba was not here all the times. especially the later years of his life, he was not here at all. At all. At all. At all. It was Baba that was telling Daddy. Daddy has said it many times that he started his ministry with heavenly. That they started with earth. And God was giving them heaven at the earth. But he, God is starting him out with heaven. That it is later, later, later that the blessings of earth will come and join him. That he was talking to our daddy, Reverend. Reverend. That God started out with him with heavens. But he likes the heritage that God gave to him. He likes the allocation that God gave to him. But what I'm saying is that when you begin to understand, prayer is actually a gateway. It's not just a tool for asking and receiving things from God. It's actually a medium of a channel, an arrangement that God designed for to push things of God. Things of God to man. That's why I said, nothing spiritual happens naturally. Nothing heavenly. Nothing divine. I didn't say nothing supernatural. You can have supernatural things. That is more than the natural. But spiritual things. Things of God. Things of the Father. The only medium through which they are pushed into the realm of man. And they are experienced, woven into the fabric of man, is prayer. So revelation will not come without prayer. You see Paul praying to God that he will give them, the Ephesian church, the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. The eyes of their understanding being enlightened. Revelation. What you call revelation cannot occur without the vehicle of prayer. And if revelation will not occur without the vehicle of prayer, embodying what revelation has brought also will not occur without the vehicle of prayer. Are you understanding what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
Are we blessed today?
Yes, sir.
Sorry, our time is gone. We will continue next week, next week Wednesday, by God's grace. Like I say, the Lord just said to us, we need to just teach about the subject of prayer for a while. I know something will rest upon us.
Amen.
Something we what? There is the spirit of grace and supplication. There is what? Say spirit. Say spirit. There is a spirit. Because every house has a spirit. Every house what?
Has a spirit.
That rules the house.
Every house.
You say you cannot bind the, you cannot spoil what? The goods of a strong man. Unless what? Bind him. Then you now what? Spoil his house. Spoil his goods. So, they call it strong man of the house. So every man has a spirit. Every house, rather, has a spirit. The spirit that rules the house of prayer is a spirit of grace and supplication. Are you understanding what I'm saying? House is our spirit, though. Are you understanding what I'm saying? When I mean houses in the spirit. And sometimes in the natural, houses also have spirits. I'm not saying it to scare us. It's just realities that you know as you grow. That doesn't mean you are like, what spirit is in us? Amen. Are we understanding what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
We don't know it for knowing's sake. We just know it because some things should not toy with you. Are you understanding it? You shouldn't be ignorant of the device of Satan. You just get into a place. The reason you get enter into a place for and pray is not because you are... Are you understanding what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
If you understand very well, you are just taking authority. Sometimes in giving thanks is a consecration. Just like food. The Bible says that the reason why you sanctify your food is not... You know, when the purpose of a thing is not known, abuse is inevitable. Some of us have become too spiritual to pray over food. Some of us now, others bind demons over food. Do you understand? But what scripture says is that eat everything and don't refuse anything. Then everything is sanctified by the word of God and what? Prayers. That was it. He said it's sanctified. Not only by the word of God, by also what? So it's not only word of God that sanctifies the food. Prayers. The fact that it's thank you, Jesus, for this food. Yes. Something has happened over it. As that thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father, for this bread. Something has happened. Something. Number one, it is sanctified. Sanctified. Your revelation can be more than that. It is sanctified. And when it is sanctified, anything can happen. Anything what? Sometimes that's all you need for it to be held to your flesh. That's what?
All you need to be held
to your flesh.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. Sanctified by the word of God and prayers. Amen. Are we blessed? Let's just speak in the Holy Ghost for the next 2-3 minutes. Can we just speak in the tongues for the next 2-3 minutes? Shilona Shadonena Etrenio Taben Tolega Telga Atorda Shima Natali Preston Soy Kikelota Jibalona Kagolani Gogranistas Simalon Shivala Galamata. Everyone at home, can you pray? Everyone at home, can you pray? Pray, pray, pray. Just in the next 1-2 minutes, pray. Just pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray with your spirits. Pray. Shilotanaha Sankunen Feruna Pelba. Bebaronone kagrina chacha. Estanian rumia paparanana nananakas. Ejela natiliana gardon checha. Azeze gagaranana custans. Zimoka. Zimoka. Ligonena castansi. Gibrena tatelias. Ejojeberananokas. Arana daligos. Orena galigos. Oredela garonanotas. Irene Agastas, Sorenanosa, Sorenanosas, Sorenanotes, Sorenatasis, Adone Kakaka, Shibolanas, Edone Totes. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Can you take one more prayer tonight? That Lord, in this season, feed us until the spirit of the house rests upon us. Are you understanding what I'm saying? That the Lord will feed us until the spirit of the house wears us. Until what? The spirit. What I mean, the spirit of the house, not just the spirit of this house, but the house that the Lord is raising. That the Lord will feed us, the Lord will feast us, the Lord will feast us until the spirit of the house is woven into us in the name of the Lord Jesus. Can we pray? Can we pray? Thank you, Jesus. 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 In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. Thank you.
Marcos Baranda Casevunia, Calion Ravorua Javarua da Garia, Kilion Ravago Shefu, Rabani, Galuvianda, Avorugo, Sagara Barugani, and Dominio Rise, Heaven, your house. How I go near me, no few near rise in your house. Abolo go near house. Arabo knows to measure up. To measure up as a house, to measure up even as a house, to come into measures as a house, even to come into measures as a house, even to come into measures as a house, even come into measures, even measures of type, even prayer, of type of prayer, of many, many aspects of prayer, of many, many aspects of prayer, for things will not change until when you come into this stature, for things will not change even until when you come into this stature, even the stature statue of supplication, even the statue of intercession, even the statue of petition, of petition in heaven. I need to raise a house, even a house that can custode prayer, for things ever to come, you must know how to petition. You must know how to petition for things to shift ground, for things to really, really shift ground indeed. You must know how even to petition, heaven for things to change, because you're coming into a time where you will need to stay headlong with heaven. Even stay in the agenda of heaven. Over your airspace. For you cannot contend even with me if this house is not raised. For some things will not change even if this house is not raised. For the den of thief even will not change if this house is not raised. And so I want to raise this house as a house of prayer, for to measure up and to know how to quest heaven. To know how to follow the beat and the rhythm of heaven. Even I want to give men even grace to follow the beat and the rhythm of heaven. For you will not fall again. Because lack of fervency in the place of prayer, can bring down a frequency. For I want you to measure up. I want to give gift even in the place of prayer. For you to see the counsel of heaven and make sure that the will of the Lord even find its footstool, and his agenda even gain space, So I want to raise you as a house, even into the body, for you to press into the spirit, For there are many things that will fall, even at this time, for you to measure up to heaven in the place of prayer. Amen.
Amen. Amen. By God's grace, next week we'll continue as the Lord allows us. And I trust God that God will give more grace. I want us to pray along. For more utterance, more spirit, and more clarity, more light. In Jesus' name. Can we share the grace in fellowship? The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Shalom. God bless us.